Visiting today with Rich Nelson at Allendale, we have the latest numbers from the WASD, so give us an update.
So USDA gave us a couple of surprises here, nothing that's too dramatic. And keep in mind, for corn and soybeans, we're not seeing new crop production changes for this specific report. We'll, of course, start that process here at the end of the month with new acreage numbers, and then the yields in July and August starting to be adjusted according to weather, whatever's going on at that time. As far as the corn discussion, we did see USDA cut ending stocks from 1.257 billion bushels. In this case, now we're down to 1.1 billion bushels. So a little surprise there. Strong corn for ethanol, strong exports recognized. And we actually agree with their numbers all across the board on the old crop numbers. Keep in mind, for new crop though, you know, we're still looking at acres. We're still looking at yield changes. And we're still looking also on the demand side, some troublingly low estimates from USDA for corn. And this comes despite the fact that they just cut the Brazilian corn estimates from 102 million bushels or million tons to now 98.5. So really for corn, it was a good report, but of course, we're getting a lot of juice here from the weather discussion. Soybean side of things, kind of quiet. We only saw them raise the old crop stock numbers here from 120 to 135 million bushels. And that was, of course, carried on to the new crop balance sheet. One area of concern we have is while they did recognize a little weakening domestic crush, they still have yet to recognize weakening export sales here for the old crop side. 16 weeks in a row, and we're running almost 80% below normal for these specific weeks. So for soybeans, this was a disappointing report, and we did see the July soybean contract respond to that. But in terms of the general discussion point, we are, of course, looking at weather being the big driver right now. I guess where we can argue some interesting things on the new crop balance sheets would really be on the wheat side of things. USDA did raise winter wheat production here on this report, 1.283 billion bushels last month. Now 1.309, that was just a little under the trade estimates. And when you look at these on a state-by-state breakdown, you do see some interesting changes. Kansas last month was 331 million bushels. USDA now has them at about 359. So big numbers for Kansas. Oklahoma did see a small 3 million bushel revision lower on their numbers. So just keep that in mind there. And discussion points here for Nebraska, for instance, we did see those numbers also narrowed in a little bit. So overall, the wheat numbers especially, we could have seen a larger increase due to this, what's relatively a good-looking winter wheat crop, but USDA really didn't recognize that. And on top of that, they still had some good demand numbers from old crop, carried on to the new crop balance sheet. So message for us on the corn side, weather is, of course, a driver. If it changes, we're way overvalued. But for now, this was a safe weather market to stand aside in. Soybean side of things here, this is a weather market as well. If weather does change, July futures are about $2 over price. So be very wary of the weather forecast. And certainly for the wheat discussion, we can probably argue the winter wheat contracts might be overvalued maybe by 15 to 20 cents. But really, given the weather's discussion, support from spring wheat, we don't see that changing too much here.
So really, when we're talking about wheat, not a ton of big news, but we did see a pretty big increase in production.
We certainly did. And, you know, keep in mind the arguments regarding the spring wheat side, USDA will really start addressing those on the July and August contracts. So or July and August timeframes. So as far as our focus right now on winter wheat, still a good looking crop, maybe not as perfect as some people expected, but relatively a good crop here and some strong yields posted.
And I feel like weather's playing a role in several of the crops this season. I mean, the weather's just kind of been all over the place.
Boy, it sure has been. And you know, we want to see something consistent. And as it stands right now, we're getting some minor flip-flops in terms of daily changes on the weather forecast, minor changes on where the rain will come. But so far, we're still not getting consistent forecast for good rains to stay with us. So it looks like this weather risk, which we estimate on the corn side is about 4 bushels. We estimate soybean yields, this market's pricing at a 1.6 bushel drop. Both of those are reasonable until we see the weather forecast change.
Now, we did see a few surprises when it comes to the livestock numbers. Tell us a little bit about those.
Sure. So one thing of interest as far as the livestock discussion from USDA here today was we didn't have major changes on the production estimates. So keep in mind, as far as those, you know, we saw the beef numbers marginally lowered on or marginally raised on this report. Pork production estimates were marginally lowered here as far as that goes. But the focus was on what USDA did with demand here today. As far as imports for beef, they raised those up by about 60 million pounds. Also on the positive side, though, that was more than offset with good increases for exports. So main issue, this 31% year-to-date increase in beef export sales certainly is paying off, and USDA is recognizing that. One small issues to note here as far as the export side on the pork end of things, those were raised as well. And we did see USDA recognize that issue here today.
Do you think any of those numbers are surprising given the issues that we're having with processing speeds right now?
You know, at this point in time, the production issue is going to be an interesting question here. So we obviously are not processing all offered fed cattle numbers. And this is still going to be the case for the next 6 to 8 weeks in front of us until we kind of get a small jiggle, so to speak, in terms of midsummer supply for the cattle end. So that will maybe offer a little improvement for us. We won't be lasting with this forever all the way through fall, but certainly for the short term, we do have some minor concerns about this issue.
With demand being so high for beef and pork, do you think these numbers are going to kind of stay where they're at?
And that's really an interesting question. So USDA actually did raise, you know, the beef exports today. We talked about that, and that was great news. These numbers, though, is in terms of the increase, though, USDA has a 13% increase in beef export sales. Here we are trading already at 31% increase. Now, USDA's argument, though, is that this high price we have right now will be cutting export sales. And we have 2 weeks in a row of mixed export sales to maybe justify that belief. So I think USDA is okay right now. They probably will have to raise their numbers very slightly in the future reports.
What should we watch for next month?
You know, this is going to be the big ball game here. You know, for the discussion on wheat, we'll have a spring wheat discussion, both other spring as well as Durham discussed. As far as the discussions on corn and soybeans and all these, we've got good arguments here lined up for, acreage at the end of the month. Quarterly grain stocks will tell us this past quarter's feed use, which might be a bullish surprise. This quarterly grain stocks at the end of the month will also tell us the final numbers for old crop wheat. So that's another issue. And like you mentioned, as far as the July and August reports, though, up past this, we'll have good discussions on yields. So there's still a lot of variability in all of these numbers.
Rich Nelson at Allendale, thank you so much for visiting with us.
Happy to help. Thank you.